Shama v'tis machtzia in the katagel l'bnei Yehuda. Haman mishpatach Hashem. Tzia in Had was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda exulted because of your judgments, Hashem. So Dak explains that when the thunder and lightning roar, the fiery hailstones crash, all of the nations are going to be terrified. The inhabitants of Tzion are going to rejoice because we understand that Hashem is judging our tormentors. Tagelna b'nes Yehuda. Why? Because Mashiach ben David comes from Shevet Yehuda. And therefore, they're going to be happy, especially happy, for the coming of Mashiach. B'nai Yehuda can often mean the smaller towns and suburbs in Eretz Yehuda. Ma mishpatecha Hashem, because Mashiach will judge all the nations in the valley of Yehoshaphat. All of Klal Yisrael will rejoice when we see how ultimately Hashem does judge our tormentors. It's difficult in this world of Galus to see Hashem's justice, to see how everything will pan out. But as we go into Shabbos, we attach ourselves to a vision of the future where Hashem's justice will be manifest, and for us it will be a time of tremendous simcha, where that which we've hoped for, that which we've yearned for, will ultimately come to fruition. Shimshon Falhash says, when the one God will be worshipped throughout the earth, then that joy will also return to Tzion, the ancient eternal sanctuary of Hashem, and to the daughters of Yehuda, the desolate cities which rallied around the Beis Hamikdash and shared its fate. For then, the one God who from out of Tzion caused his spirit and law to shape all of life within the cities of Yehuda will be recognized by all the nations as one God who rules over all things in glorious majesty. And this deliverance of all mankind will also bring with it the resurrection of Tzion and Yehuda. So whether we understand that this is talking about actual people, whether we think it's talking about Klal Yisrael as a collective, it doesn't matter. We're reassuring ourselves. We are stealing ourselves, if you like. Because your Hashem is supreme above the earth, exceedingly exalted above all powers. Radak again explains, when the graven images are shattered, all the deities are humbled, everyone will realize that you, Hashem, alone is supreme. When men recognize Hashem's sovereignty, then Kivyachol, Hashem himself actually draws more strength from that, and he becomes even more exalted than he was before. When Hashem created this world for humanity to have an awareness of him, that is not something Hashem can control. Because were he to be able to control it, there would be no Bechira, there'd be no free will. And therefore, all, quote-unquote, Hashem can do is create them circumstances that will enable people to be able to use their free will, to be able to come to an awareness of him. That's something that many people will only be able to do in the future. The reward for it will be a lot less because it will be more obvious. For us now, when everything is concealed, in the shire, but in the tie, it's just impossible to conceive of how great that reward will actually be.